very underfunded public health sector with a disgruntled health workers and general deterioration of infrastructure. And I would like to say we saw an improvement during the time of the Progressive government, but all the gains that we had during that time are being eroded now because mainly of the underfunding of the sector. If you go to the private health sector, which is supposed to be a fallback sector for those who can afford, it is also suffering very seriously. Prime funders of health care, like Premier Service Medical Aid Society, being unable to fund services. And so you find also in the private sector, health care workers are disgruntled. They are going for extremely long periods without pay. And generally, people cannot afford cash for private services.
You spoke about the challenges of the underfunding of the health sector. Can you speak on that issue, including the issue of donor fatigue that Zimbabwe has seen in the past few years?
When we left, which is 2 years ago now, we had quite a few donors on board, a lot of funding projects going on in the various districts. But mainly with the Health Transition Fund, which was really covering more or less the whole country. And one of the most important things was the Health Worker Retention Scheme. I have not followed up really on how the Health Transition Fund is going on right now. But judging from the disgruntlement among the health workers in the public sector and the way in which they are leaving the country, in other words, we've started again that era of brain drain, where people leave Zimbabwe to go and work elsewhere. I would say all is not well in the health sector. And of course, donors cannot continue to fund our health care system. I'm aware that the retention scheme, the Global Fund scheme, was being scaled down. Even before we left, they had already started scaling down. So I would expect that there's a lot of disgruntlement from the health workers because of reduced earnings. The only thing that can solve our problems is really a revitalization of the economy in general so that the government can honor its obligations to the public health sector. The second thing is we should have a national health insurance scheme, a scheme into which everybody contributes. When the burden is shared, it becomes lighter.
There, of course, still are some donors, the EU, the American government, which are assisting Zimbabwe with what you spoke about, the Health Transition Fund. But looking at what you spoke about, the sector itself and the overarching issue of the economy, how much, in your view, will it impact the revitalization of the sector?
Donors will fund specific items within the health budget. They will not fund the whole budget. They will not try to run the government for us. But the government must have money to run certain core services. And if donors come, like the Global Fund, they say, we're going to help you with HIV, TB, and malaria. That's what they'll do. But they will not do a lot more than that, outside their mandate. So donor fatigue, yes. We've heard that some donors are coming up and helping the health sector. And we are grateful for that because we are aware that it's a global economy. We need to, healthcare is global. We need to continue helping each other.
Dr. Mazorera, we can't ignore, of course, the successes within the health sector itself. Looking at the challenges, there are still much that is going on within the sector to assist Zimbabweans.
So there are certain things that we're doing right. We've got good health workers. Health workers who jump when problems like cholera arise. And we must give them credit. They are very dedicated. But this continuous underfunding of the sector undermines their dedication. Zimbabwe has done very well also in other areas like the National AIDS Trust Fund. I think that one will continue to trumpet as a big success. But we've not been able to go beyond the National AIDS Trust Fund. Having experienced its successes, I thought by now would have gone into full-blown national health insurance. But no, we haven't yet. So we need to push our government to really go that way.